Hi, I just got off the phone with a consulting client of mine, a job seeker candidate that's looking for a job, and I came upon some issues that he's struggling with that I think you might be struggling with as well, and I want to make sure that I help you understand how to think about those things so that you can have the success that you deserve. Okay, so I'm going to try to make this quick because I want to get to it and help you see what I saw. Okay, so my candidate is telling me that he's interviewed with a number of companies, four or five companies. He hasn't gotten an offer yet, and he's wanting to talk to me about how he can find more opportunities, generate more interviews. And I said, wait, before we do that, let's talk about what's going on in those interviews that you've had. Tell me a little bit about those. Well, I do pretty well in the interview. And I can tell by listening to him, he's articulate, he communicates well, he's strong, his resume looks good. I mean, there's everything is good about this person. The issue is for some reason he is not making the cut at the end of the interview, and there must be a reason, something he's not able to demonstrate. So I say to him, are you using a 30, 60, 90-day sales plan in your interview? And he said, yes. And I'm like, great. Okay, so when you interviewed with Company X, which was the surgical company that he was really excited about, did you bring a 30, 60, 90-day plan to that interview? And he said, no. And I said, why not? And he said, well, I will admit I'm a little uncomfortable with that. I've got friends who think it's wonderful and think I should do it, but I've always wondered, what if I have a piece on that 30, 60, 90-day plan that's not right? What if it's wrong? Then am I out of the process completely? Number two, what if they don't want to see a 30, 60, 90-day plan? Or number three, what if there's no opportunity for me to present it? And I said to him, I want you to think about this scenario. And if at the end of the scenario you don't think that taking a 30, 60, 90-day plan is the right thing to do on every interview, then I will have failed. Okay? And here's the way to think about this. I said, you're the hiring manager, and you're a very open and honest hiring manager, and you've told me I'm going to be candidate A and I'm going to be candidate B. Okay? You've told me that you're concerned about hiring because you're afraid you're going to get fired if you don't hire the right person. You told me that you failed in the last time that you hired and that you're very nervous about this. You need someone who really does understand the job, can do the job, will do the job, and doesn't pose a risk to your continued employment. Okay? So then I come in, I'm candidate A. You tell me all those things. You ask me your general interview questions and I answer them. Okay? At the end of the interview, I close really hard, but you tell me that you have to see candidate B. Right? Before you're going to make a decision. No problem. I exit. All right? Candidate B comes in. She looks a lot like me. She answers the questions just exactly the way I did before. So there's nothing different between candidate A and B, except for when the hiring manager says to me, how are you going to approach the territory? Tell me a little bit about how you're going to strategically approach the territory. That's when candidate B says, I'm so glad you asked about that. I want to show you what I've put together about that. I've put together a little plan here of what I would do the first 3 months in my employment with you. And I'd like to go over that with you. Now, I need to tell you that, I haven't worked there before, so I'm sure that I'm going to have some things wrong on this plan. So that takes care of his first issue, right? So please tell me what those are so that I can correct that because I really want to understand the position better. And I want you to understand how I think about the position and about the role so that you'll feel comfortable with me and you'll understand that I can do the job, I understand it, I will do it, and that I pose no risk to your continued employment. Because remember, he was really honest with us and he told me that that's what he was concerned about. So I whip out my plan and I tell him, hey, look, I'm going to segment your customers based on the 80-20 rule. I go into that a little deeper. I talk about 20% of the customers represent 80% of the revenue, 20% of the products represent 80% of the revenue. Profiling your customers, solidifying current business, reviewing with him at each 30-day point, am I on the right track? Making those relationships within my team, within marketing, within management, whatever role that I have, I'm going to talk to him about that. And when I get done with the plan, I'm going to say, so based on this plan, do you think that if I were to execute this plan the way I have it today with the corrections that we've made, that I would be off to a successful start as a representative for your company X? And the answer is going to be yes. He's not going to say no. He's not going to say no. There's no way he's going to say no. And I'm going to have demonstrated better than candidate A that I understand the job, I can do the job, I will do the job, and I pose no risk to his employment. So when I finished with this conversation with my client, I said, now, based on what I've just talked with you about and shared with you about how this can change the whole dynamic in the interview, Can I have your commitment that you'll never again go to a face-to-face interview without a 30, 60, 90-day plan? And he said, absolutely. And I'm going to tell you that that right there is going to change his job search. It's going to get him an offer. And I get letters and emails from candidates every day telling me how much a difference it made in their job search, in their interview process, and in their life. So if you want to learn more about this plan and how to think about it and how to present it, I've got a webinar, a no-charge webinar that you can go to. There's a link down below this audio where you can just sign up to go to that webinar and listen to, I think it's about 45 more minutes of information on this. And I just really encourage you to do it. It could change your job search. It could change your life. So I want to wish you the best of luck, and I'll see you at the top.